Do you get everything you need from God? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Do you feel content right now? I've been in a very busy and challenging season, and I've had some very content moments where I feel like with God, I'm just exactly where I need to be, doing what I'm exactly supposed to be doing, but then I kind of backslide and I start to question and want and doubt, and that contentment that I have goes away. Have you ever felt like that? If so, stay tuned for today's Devo. It's called Lacking Nothing from Our Shepherd by Grace McCready. Growing up, I participated in a program at my church where I learned Bible stories and memorized scripture. I remember memorizing Psalm 23 when I was in second grade. However, the words of this psalm didn't mean nearly as much to me as a 7-year-old as they do now. Psalm 23 is an incredibly popular psalm. Verse 1 in particular is frequently quoted by pastors, speakers, and authors. The Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. So it's probably not surprising that for most of my life, this psalm, especially verse 1, felt cliche and stale to me. It wasn't until college that God used this verse to open my eyes to a hard truth I had been desperately needing to see and accept for so long. In short, I had spent several years hoping to date a particular guy who simply wasn't interested in dating me. However, even though I knew he wasn't interested, I spent countless hours thinking and daydreaming about him and the possibility of having a relationship with him. To say that I was dissatisfied in my situation would be an understatement. All I wanted was him. God had clearly shown me this guy wasn't meant for me, but I ignored him. However, there was a moment during my college years when Psalm 23 verse 1 seemed to come to life. God used it to gradually change my perspective on the guy I had been hoping to date. Some Bible translations say that we lack nothing or that we won't be in want. It felt like God was telling me, "You don't need to want anything, Grace, including that guy, because I've given you everything you need." I still struggled to accept the reality of my singleness, but I was encouraged by the comforting truth of Psalm 23, verse 1. Jesus is our loving shepherd, and when we know him, we have everything we need. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. It's not bad to desire things, including romantic relationships. But these desires sometimes turn into idols, and idols will never fulfill us. Only through Jesus can we experience real contentment, regardless of our circumstances. If we've put our trust in Jesus, believing in his death and resurrection, we'll live with him forever in restored creation. Even now, he is with us through his Spirit, his Word, and his people. And that's what we truly need, God's presence with us. If we got everything we ever wanted, but we didn't have God with us, we would never experience true fulfillment. Consider spending some time with Jesus in prayer, asking him to help you lay down any idols in your life and experience true contentment in him. When you have questions about dating, who is a trusted Christian adult in your life who you could talk to about it? If no one comes to mind, you can ask God to help you identify someone in the future. As you and I can read in Psalm 23, verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 23, Philippians 4, 11 through 13, and Hebrews 13, 5, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know that you can actually submit Devos to Unlocked? Well, you can. So if you've been interested in writing or the Lord has just put a verse on your heart, I want to hear about it. So head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about a bracelet with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.